It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. It is brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything here tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And let's go to the phones and the fun. Jeff, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jeff.
Guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, just wanted to relay a story that happened to me. You guys are always, you know, talking about the reasons why not to call the police, not to get them involved, and pretty much try to do it as a community to handle situations.
That doesn't sound inaccurate. Go ahead.
Okay, well, good. I was in a bar having a couple cocktails with friends. Had a active Navy gentleman sitting at the bar a couple of seats down from me, and you could see the person that came in between us and sat down was probably a mental patient that wasn't taking his bet. He was a little bit on edge, pulled out a Bowie knife that was about 8 inches long, two and a half inches wide, and kept showing it to him in a threatening manner, telling him how, you know, really bad, but he was. And I told him, put the knife away, not to be doing that stuff in here. This wasn't the time or the place. Did that about five or six times. The bar is packed. Nobody else wants to get involved, including the bouncers. So I took matters into my own hands, called the police, like an idiot. They came, took them about 15 minutes. I mean, they had their, you know, MAC-10s. They were wired up, had all their, riot gear on. And
were
taking this very, very seriously. Well, they get him, catch him, put him in jail, come back to the bar to find out who it is that lost or made the phone call and was attempting to lodge the complaint. And I said, I did. They took my ID. I had a suspicious, it was a, I forget the exact technical terminology, but it was wanted for questioning, not exactly a warrant. Well, they ended up taking me to jail. I was in jail for 4 days.
Good Lord.
Trying to help this situation out.
Now, they took you to jail because they wanted you for questioning?
Yeah.
And you didn't want to answer their questions, and so they held you there?
Right. It was supposedly over a stolen vehicle for a company that I had worked for a year and a half prior, and they couldn't produce any paperwork showing that the vehicle wasn't indeed sold at auction like 4 months after I stopped working for that company.
So let me see if I've got this straight. It's Friday night because none of the detectives are working the weekend. You had to sit in the jail cell until the investigator could ask you the questions on Monday?
Oh, it wasn't even that. It was Tuesday. It was holiday weekend.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
So basically, their position was, well, we've encountered this person we want to talk to, and we're not sure if we could ever encounter him again, so we're just going to hold on.
It's taken us a year and a half to get this far.
Right, but I mean, you know, the whole idea of an open warrant is that they think that eventually they're going to have contact with you. Well, they did, but the reason why they had contact was, in my estimation, this guy was, you know, two, maybe three, you know, steps away from a serious assault.
Yeah,
which
I feel
I
like
had
this
no part of, except for being the, you know, witness. I'm right next to the guy.
I feel like this happens a lot where people call the police because, as far as protection agencies go, they really are a lot of people's only options. And then the police come in, and however they deal with the situation, usually they heighten the situation to make it a bigger deal than it needs to be. But then they take something else that's unrelated and go after that. Just, it's petty. It's silly stuff.
It really is. So they let you out after the questioning, right?
Well, actually, they never even questioned me about that at that particular jail because it was in a different county. They finally transferred me to the main jail in Indianapolis, of which I sat there for about 3.5 hours and was walking out the door.
Jeez.
Well, aren't you glad you have these great public servants out there taking care of things?
I don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah. I can't blame you.
I know they exist. It was, they drive by my car. They drive by my house. But other than that, you know, I will have no contact with them. that I'm going to initiate for any reason whatsoever.
It's the smartest thing that you can do, and if somebody else initiates it and calls them on you and they come knocking on your door, there's no reason to talk to them there either, because then they're really after you for something. They're really looking for something to arrest someone for. So it's always a good idea, at least until the police ever become people's friends again, in that the police are only looking into real crimes with real victims. Until then, these people are a danger to your freedom, and do everything you can to avoid conversing with them. I thank you, Jeff, for the call tonight. I appreciate the story at 855-450-FREE.
Think you're doing the right thing.
The more you talk to the cops, the closer you are to being arrested.
One of my favorite websites to direct people to when they're asking questions about how they should deal with the cops is flexyourrights.org.
Good one, yeah.
They have a lot of good videos and demonstrations of the kind of things you should be saying and the kind of words you should be practicing saying when you're in that stressful situation.
Words definitely matter in those circumstances.
Excuse me, am I free to go?
Yeah, that's an important one.
Am I being detained? Am I free to go? Those are two real good questions. Real good ones. If you remember no other questions to ask the police, those are two good ones to remember.
Yeah, those would be the only things that you should say without an attorney present.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here.
One thing you'd have to ask in that circumstance in the bar is, what's the point in talking to the cops anyway? And telling them that you even called. I mean, even if you did call, why tell them that you were the one that would call? And I understand hindsight's 20/20 and all that stuff, but you know, it's a real shame what happened to the guy.
So we were talking a moment ago about the Operation Wall Street situation. Mark, you suggested that there's a pink line running down the movement. I guess you're alluding to communism or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I sure am.
Certainly there are some socialists and communists within the operation, or rather not operation, I say operation, Occupy Wall Street
movement,
and
yeah.
The various Occupy movements across the country. But there are also a bunch of liberty-minded folks that are going out to these things.
I would agree with that entirely.
In some areas,
sure.
Fewer than others.
I'm not saying that I think that the movement should disappear. I'm just right. saying that there are plenty of people that don't understand economics that are involved.
Absolutely. And same thing with the Tea Parties. Plenty of people there don't understand economics
sure.
either. So I want to share an email I got from an amplifier who decided to cancel his AMP. Now, AMP, the program, advertise, market, and promote. The idea is to help propagate Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world via on the radio or perhaps online, etc. And you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about that. But Paul writes, says, I wanted to let you know why I canceled my AMP. It's because you didn't address the very real problems of the Occupy movement. Shutting down the port of Oakland is not a legitimate form of protest, nor is camping in a public park. I, too, would like to privatize the parks, but until then, we can't just have people indefinitely camping in the parks. Yes, and that includes the homeless. I could go on, but I won't. But I responded to Paul by saying, well, wait, I thought we did address that last night.
Yeah, I thought we did,
and
too.
We did. We talked about the port of Oakland being occupied, and we talked about how we on this program are opposed to that. It's getting in the way of people just trying to do business.
Yeah, so far that's the very worst thing that I've seen that the Occupy movement has been involved in. That's particularly the Occupy Oakland movement, which seems
which
to be
more commie than some of the rest of it.
I can see problems with people staying in public parks, but the biggest problem there, as far as I'm concerned, is the
public
park, not the government.
Right.
I get the sanitation issues, but do you see how the sanitation issues can be used in order to stifle protests?
So here's my
it's
problem.
It's not like
with
they listen to protests anyway, and Occupy movement may be the most successful protest movement that has existed in the last 100 years.
Lifetime, at least.
Yeah, in a lifetime.
I wouldn't say in 100 years. I'd say the freedom movement was far more successful.
Yeah, okay, but it hasn't get a chance. But do you see how the freedom movement might have been stifled over issues like this that they didn't use at that time?
So what I wanted to say about this was, as far as the critique goes, Paul admitted later, after I wrote him back saying, I thought we addressed that last night, he admitted later he's a few days behind on the show because he listens to the podcast. So I'd like to encourage folks, if you feel like there's something we haven't addressed on this program, pick up the phone. There's a lot of news out there in the world, and we're never going to be able to scratch 1% of it here on this program. I mean, we do show prep every day, and we all come in with different things to talk about on the show, and we don't get to most of them. The supermajority of them don't ever even get on the air. They don't even get a mention.
I can list, I've got four pieces of show prep sitting right up here on my front, and you've probably got half a dozen
there.
I've
got a bunch of them. And Allie brought in stuff to talk about, too, and that's just the way this show works. It's a caller-focused program. So if you feel like we haven't done an issue justice or haven't even addressed it at all, it's probably true. Maybe we haven't. In this case, we did, but he just hadn't heard the show yet. So,
it's not that scary, guys. really not.
What's not scary?
Calling in.
No,
I think it's
not.
I think it's intimidating for some people.
It certainly is. I still got like an adrenaline rush when I was calling in from jail, actually.
On Free Talk Live.
Wow. On my own show. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
Dentists tell you not to pick your teeth with any sharp metal object. Then you sit in their chair. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook. And they start to pick in an area that you came to get fixed. Now the dentist pulls out a needle. This is to deaden the pain. Then they want to talk to you. You ever do any fishing? Where do you usually go? Yes, I've been there many times myself.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the list there. That's news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, Kevin is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Kevin.
Hi. Mark, you're going to love this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I actually had a conversation with a gentleman today who started off by saying, well, you know, welfare and food stamps is a really good thing because for every dollar the government spends, it creates $1.87 in economic benefit.
How is that?
I don't know, but then I responded by saying, well, you know, it takes $3 to $4 to just administer that $1, and for every dollar that doesn't go to the debt, in 15 years it becomes $64 of debt.
And well, I guess you slammed him, okay?
Sorry?
You slammed him. Go ahead.
Well, no, he called me a GD liar and didn't want to talk to me any further. So it's like, how does somebody possibly rationalize? If that were the case, wouldn't we all be on welfare and food stamps and live happily ever after?
Well, it's clear you're funded by the Koch brothers and that the things that you have to say are therefore of no value.
Amazing.
Well, you're right on, Kevin, because the government, when it comes to welfare, couldn't possibly create value because all they can do is siphon value off because they're a group that is a monopoly on violence, and they are, while they're not the only option to give money to help people, you have to give money to the government. You're forced to by the threat of violence to give them money. So they don't have any incentive to be efficient with it in any way, shape, or form, unlike, say, perhaps the Salvation Army or the United Way or some other private organization that actually has to be responsible with its money, because otherwise they won't get more or they won't get as much the next year from their contributors. Government doesn't have those incentives, and so it just blows as much of it in whatever way it darn well feels like, including the majority of it. It blows on the middle-class administrators and the welfare bureaucrats.
They're pretty much upper middle class at this point. I mean, yeah. There was a number just released recently. The job growth is flat if you don't look at the government sector. Government sector is up 12%. I mean, the fact is, housing prices aren't dropping in D.C. In the government sector, they don't even understand what we're talking about suffering and economically here in the United States.
Well, your friend probably heard this information from some. This sounds like the kind of thing you hear some congressman or representative trying to pass off as, oh, well, let's start this program, and then each dollar is going to generate more revenue, or it's going to be more money in the economy, like these stimulus packages. The idea is that if you give money away, then it'll get spent and it'll stimulate the economy. But what they don't understand is that you can't just make up wealth out of air. It doesn't work like that. That's not how the world works.
Right, and when you transfer wealth away from the people who originally had it, who earned it, you and I, then there's all kinds of opportunity costs. So there are these things that that would have happened with that money had we been allowed to keep it, rather than the government printing a bunch of it out and essentially devaluing our money. If we would have been allowed to keep the value of our money, we could have invested it, we could have saved it, we could have given it away, we could have done what we thought was best. And individually, when people make those decisions, it always works out better for the economy, whereas a bunch of centralized bureaucrats deciding what to do with everyone's money always results in inefficient allocation of resources.
Oh, and the best part, he's a 30-year high school teacher that coaches in a $15 million football stadium.
Kevin, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that says it all right there, don't you think? He's never really worked for anything body but the government as well there. So
yeah, if you never worked in the real world, then
it's really hard to talk to folks like that. When you try to speak facts to them, and they just don't want to hear it. They may not have facts to rebut, but that doesn't mean that they intend to believe. They know that somebody smarter than them knows facts that counteract the facts that you're saying, so therefore they're just going to ignore you. That's tough stuff to deal with.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate your call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Now, Mark, you had wanted to address the November 5th issue.
Yes, you know, about the Guy Fawkes masks that are going to be worn tomorrow in celebration of a man who, what was it, the Gunpowder Revolution, that was central in the Gunpowder Revolution, put several, many kegs of gunpowder beneath the Parliament of England with the intent of, a couple of hours later, blowing up a bunch of government people and whomever happened to be in the building at the time. And
he did not succeed.
He did not succeed. He was an unsuccessful mass killer. And, you know, this was brought up to me by a friend of mine, and I think it's a good comparison. People in the Liberty Movement really don't like it when folks run around with Che Guevara shirts on. They're like, oh, he's a killer. What are you doing celebrating him? But at the same time, they'll run around with masks fashioned after a guy who is a would-be mass killer. And I've got to say, you know, I like the movie V as much as anybody else does, but I don't know.
V for Vendetta.
That's the movie.
Fine film.
That the main character, who was also a killer, but it was a fictional one, and I don't have a problem with fictional killers. But I do have a problem with real ones and the celebration of real ones.
Why wouldn't you have a problem with a fictional killer? I mean, isn't a fictional killer suggesting the killing is the solution?
I'm not sure he does. He's telling, it's a part of, he is a mechanism in a story. I don't have a problem.
Could be an analogy.
Yeah. I mean, he's a character.
He's an idea.
And in the telling of stories, it's often, you know, the fact is, comic books without bam, whop, zoom aren't going to be that darn interesting.
It's true.
You know, video games without being able to gun down.
You've got Little Lucy.
What's that?
Wasn't that a little comic strip?
Yeah, there's all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But, you know, the video games without the first-person shooter, I mean, it's taking out a huge genre. It is a very important storytelling mechanism. However, there's a real man named Guy Fawkes. He was not an anarcho-capitalist or a free marketeer or a voluntarist or even a libertarian. He was just another person who wanted to impose violence upon people in the form of the state, just a different state than the one that existed. And the idea that libertarians run around with silly fedoras and clown masks on celebrating this guy, I think, is really backwards, and it should not be done.
Well, I had a Guy Fawkes mask on today.
I know you did.
And I was downtown in Keene at the Occupy Keene daily event. Now they're having them. There's a good Occupy movement that's gonna kind of getting rolling here, where it's still not a whole lot of people, but at least on a consistent basis, they're out in public, out at the side of the road holding signs. And I had brought my mask out for Free Speech Friday, which is something that our very own Derek Jay from Tuesday Nights on this show has put together. It's been going on here for a number of months. Actually, it's a once a week thing where Derek brings out a megaphone. And anyone who wants to speak, anybody who has some words to say, can share them. He usually pre-writes a statement of some sort that he reads. So he was reading off a statement this week about our friend Bo, who was put in jail for selling some marijuana recently, and also my experience in the traffic court, which, by the way, my motion to pay the fine on the traffic, the parking ticket, the $10 parking ticket, I'd offered to pay $50 to a charity rather than pay the $10 to the state, was approved.
So you're going to continue to wear the death masks of killers?
Let's talk about that here in a moment here. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's kind of weird, right? I am opposed to violence, but there I am wearing that mask. Will I have any explanation?
You're dumb.
Coming up.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial-in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the listening options we have for you there. You can listen live via our live streams. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show are available 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is there on those streams. Plus, our radio stations, over 100 great stations that carry the show throughout the country. You can get details on them. Our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as free-to-air, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
You still smoking cigarettes? Come on, it's old technology. Check out the e-cigarette. You can get the nicotine that you crave delivered in a fashion that's just like a cigarette. You're carrying it, you can carry it around, looks like a cigarette, pulls like a cigarette, but it doesn't taste like one. You can get it in all kinds of different flavors.
Well, wait a minute. Some of them do.
Yeah, they do. They've got it reds, Turkish, classics, but they also, and menthol. They have cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves.
Those don't taste like cigarettes. Strawberry?
Cloves do, I guess.
Do they have strawberry cigarettes?
No, they don't have strawberry cigarettes now.
I didn't think so.
They have clove cigarettes.
They do have that.
Right. Yeah. Cloves do. But it's all kinds
taste good,
cloves.
Too. Yeah. I tried that.
They do taste good. Those are the full nicotine ones. They don't have cloves and any of the lesser nicotine.
But
yet.
Pretty much all the other flavors have the low level.
level nicotine, too, like mid-level and low-level.
Whatever works for you.
So you can kind of wean yourself down if you'd like.
And this is in fact, what happens to many people that just try to get the e-cigarette, say, for work times when they would prefer to stay in the office rather than go out in the snow and smoke or whatever, or they're going to go on a plane, that kind of thing. They'll find that they'll use this thing, and they're smoking fewer and fewer cigarettes. The e-cigarette isn't nearly as bad for you as its counterpart, the real cigarette. By some metrics, 22,000 times healthier. And you can get a free e-cigarette kit, one of the best-made ones on the market, by Vaporsmiths.com. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the little things that go on that deliver the nicotine to you. And you'll get the free vaporizer kit. You also get free shipping. All you have to do is purchase the 40 cartomizers at $69.99 there at Vaporsmiths.com. Or you can call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR and get the same deal. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
We continue with your calls. We'll get back to the V issue / Guy Fox mask in a moment here. Jay is on the line in Indy listening to WXNT. Hello, Jay.
Hey. Good evening, guys.
What's on your mind, Jay?
I wanted to just see if I could pick your brains from a more philosophical viewpoint on what you feel the appropriate limitations of government should be. And if you would allow me a moment to preface where I'm coming from, there's a man whose blog I recently found on a survivalist website, and he had a ton of very useful information because he was a survivor of the civil war and conflict in Bosnia-Herzegovina back in the early 90s, from like 91 to 94.
It's interesting.
And just talking about the harrowing experience that he had of being trapped in a city where the government completely collapsed and all order was gone, it was chaos. So that's the one extreme. But then I look, you know, like the Arab Spring that's happening, and specifically people in Egypt, you know, longing for freedom, and they've overthrown, you know, a single man who, I guess, all intents and purposes, was kind of oppressive. But now the military is still there, and from what I'm reading, their hand is getting heavier. So, you know, it's like you don't want any government because then it's just really nasty and dangerous, but then you don't want anything oppressive. So I was wondering your thoughts more from a philosophical viewpoint.
Well, I would just point out that in both of those situations, there was still a government, right? There was a government, and then there was chaos despite the government. So it's obviously the order in society is not a product of governments or any kind of monopoly on force. It's despite that. And
it's the people, the regular folks, that really keep order.
Right.
But I think it's clear that if a government collapses overnight, that there's no going to be nobody to, say, respond to fires, right? Like, so if the fire department gets hit, a bomb dropped on it, tomorrow won't spring up three competing free market fire departments.
Well, which is why the only way to really get to a true free market world is through to change people's hearts and minds. There can't be any kind of instantaneous switcheroo that can be pulled and be effective, because people have to lose the idea of the coercive state before we'll ever get to that next plateau of humanity.
That's true, but Mark, you're a volunteer firefighter, and you're saying that if there was some sort of government collapse, that if your neighbor's house caught on fire, then you would say whatever.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, I can run over there in my firefighter gear, but, you know, my hose only sprays so much water before I, you know, I've got nothing. You know, I've got 50-foot of hose there, and if it doesn't reach to the neighbor's house, it's not going to do any good, and it's not going to reach to anybody's house. You got to have a pumper truck and these kind of things to truly fight a fire.
Well, you still have the pumper truck even if the government shuts down.
Not if it's something dropped, not if a bomb dropped on the, I did use that as an example.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, I don't believe in destruction of property. I mean, I guess that's a confusing question, because then there's monkey wrenching, and is destruction of government property really destruction? It's not the same in my eyes, but that's an interesting. I think that the same people that are doing their job as government workers who are doing it because they see it as a necessity, then if they're really providing a good service, then I think that even despite collapse, they're still going to step up and do that job, but they'll be able to
do it. If they're good people, I think that's true.
Right.
And they'll figure out a way to fund themselves voluntarily. I've seen firemen out on the street holding out boots to cars. There's definitely ways for people
to fund
them.
The problem with government is its funding mechanism, okay? I mean, it claims upon for itself monopolies in certain areas and then forces you to pay for those monopolies. It's not about the providing of services, because there are people providing those services, and people would provide services to people who wanted services in the absence of government.
Right.
Certainly, you know, what we call government today, there would still be government because you need people. I mean, people need a certain level of governing, but that government would be something that is, you know, wouldn't fund itself through involuntary action like taxation. The problem with government is its claim of monopoly. Jay?
Yeah. I mean, I wrestle with these things, and I've had similar thoughts that you guys just expressed, you know, especially. You know, and a friend of mine brought that up to me about a year ago, is that really, you know, it's a reductionist argument, but it's a true argument, is that, you know, at the end of the day, the government enforces its will with chains, guns, and jail. And so,
what do you think about that?
You know, just forming an experiment in my mind, you know, well, if you take away the chains, guns, and jails, you know, and examine human nature, I mean, can people, you know, govern themselves? I guess it gets back to the tension of, you know, liberty is always paid for with the price of eternal vigilance.
Well, I don't think that.
You know, also, what Benjamin Franklin said, that when we become vile and debased as a society, then we'll have more need of masters. So I guess, you know, where's the happy medium, or where's the legitimate tension? You know what I'm saying?
I think I see where you're coming from. Regarding the chains and the jails and all of that, I don't think anybody that is advocating the free market is saying that there shouldn't be someone around who has the ability to chain up a dangerous person. No one's ever said that on this program. And if you have a free marketplace, for instance, you know, bounty hunters and bailmen, you know, bail bondsmen are very, very effective at, you know, taking people down who are, you know, running from the law. And in the world of the marketplace, if you've got a crazed killer out there, then people are going to want that person to be dealt with in some manner, shape,
right,
or form. And so I don't think that I don't think ultimately the chains are going to go away. I just think ultimately fewer people should be chained. And I think that right now the majority of people that are chained don't deserve to be.
Yeah, I agree with those sentiments. I guess, like I said, it's a philosophical wrestling match I often have with myself. So,
you know, something interesting to look at on this world of the no government idea, or at least the no coercive, violent monopoly government idea, is to look at, you know, you gave a couple examples, but a lot of people say, well, what about Somalia? They'll trot that one out. They'll say, well, there's no government there. But what's actually happening there is that there's been a constant process of an attempt to impose a government.
Right. There's been several governments in Somalia. The UN and the United States just keep on going and blowing them up.
Thanks, Jay, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. But it's interesting to look at Somalia as an example of something, a place that's coming out of third world poverty, and looking at the different areas of development. Births are more successful there now. The cell phone network is incredible compared to the rest of Africa, if not the rest of, you know, a lot of the rest of the world. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves, even in these remaining moments, at 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features, and if you support this program, you can get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can go there and buy whatever you need to, because it's linking you to Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, you see different Amazons for different countries. Click into the one that's appropriate for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you buy through shop.freetalklive.com, we get a cut. It's that simple. And it's Amazon, so you know them. They've got great deals, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their products, and huge selection, not to mention used items as well. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. William in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, William, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Allie, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. William. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I could agree with y'all about 98 or 99% of everything you say. And tonight I thought I'd keep it to a fun topic.
Okay.
One of the ways I discovered you guys is through podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I found all kinds of free podcasting over the internet, tons of stuff. And one way or another, I stumbled upon podcastawards.com. And by the way, I haven't checked y'all's status as of now, or is there an update on that? Or
tomorrow.
Question. Are they going to announce the winners tomorrow?
The announcements are tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting.
Remember the 5th of November.
We didn't really pound it real hard this year on the air, so it should
be. Yeah, we could very well lose this one. If we do, we deserve it. We didn't try very hard.
Yeah, I have to use it there. I mean, as far as you didn't try real hard, and that's actually a compliment, not the opposite.
Thanks. So go ahead with what you want to say about podcasts.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I've been enjoying these different story podcasts. There's all kinds. There's, you know, sort of like audio books, and then there's like full fledged, like with multiple actors and sound effects and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Have any of y'all ever heard of The We're Alive?
The what?
We're Alive.
We Are Alive. What is it?
It's a zombie podcast. It's pretty awesome.
Now, is it supposedly, what is it about? Is it a fictional thing?
Yeah, it's a fictional thing. It's about, I never was even interested in zombie movies or whatever. And they're in the second season is over, so I guess pretty soon they're going to start their third season. Any of the things I tell you about, you can find them on iTunes.
That's very neat. So how long are the episodes, typically?
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes on those. And, it's kind of that's one of my complaints. I mean, you can't complain because it's free.
Right.
But they're 15 minutes. I think they usually release one every week.
Not enough.
Now, are we talking about, what's the format here? Is it like kind of like a War of the Worlds where it's more of from the broadcaster perspective, like as though things are going on and they're reporting on it? Or is it like a drama as though, there's a microphone within the midst of people trying to survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, that's pretty much it's really cool because there's multiple actors and it's told from it's just like watching a movie, except there's no visual. It's just like that.
Wow.
So it's the equivalent.
That can't be cheap to produce.
So it's like the equivalent of like The Walking Dead, which is the new hot TV show that's about zombies, where it's a serialized thing where the plot continues over the different episodes, and very interesting.
Yeah, right? It's pretty. In fact, it spurred me to buy the Dead Walking Dead DVDs just because I like the We're Alive. Now, in We're Alive, that's just one example. I mean, a website that contains really good, like, sci-fi stories and or horror stories or whatever, there's anything from books and kind of the podcasts I'm talking about, where there's multiple actors, or just like, it's part www.parsecawards.com. Like Parsec.
Now, these are awards for the audio entertainment stuff?
Yes, kind of like your podcast.
I think it's great. I'm glad to hear that there are people out there still making essentially audio drama.
That's great. I mean,
the term for that.
Radio doesn't seem to have any room for that. There's very little room for that.
They don't have the budget. They can't justify the cost of doing it. Because there's some production involved. You've got to actually write a script. I mean, you don't just get to come in and wing it like we do.
The only thing I can think of is the Lake Will Be Gone, the thing from NPR.
I don't know anything about NPR, but I know just, that...
Keeler,
whatever his name is. Shows where there is a show on commercial radio where they take old shows and they replay those. What was that called? When Radio Was or something like that?
It's Old Time Radio Hour, which is also downloadable.
Yeah, and that's always kind of fun to listen to, those things. But it's great to know that people are doing new stuff, and it's got to be even easier today than ever before. I mean, if you think about it, you don't have to source all of your own sound effects anymore, like record those live in the studio or anything like that.
Some coconuts to make horses of.
You can use, exactly, and you can use, the different programs that are out there with the multi-layering. There's different tracks, for instance, that you can put sound effects on one track and move them around as necessary. So it's probably a lot easier to make them these days. But nonetheless, still a time-consuming process to get it right, to make it sound good. And so that's cool. I'm glad you shared that with us, William. Anything else?
I guess I'll put it this way. It's kind of my new addiction. I mean, I can't hardly walk around without earplugs plugged in my ear. It's great for driving.
Do you like it better than reading?
Yes, most definitely.
Neat. Thanks.
And by the way, I've bought audiobooks and stuff and everything, and these podcasts, kick their butt. But
awesome. William, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I don't know if they're making money off of it, but maybe they are. Maybe they will in the future. That's pretty cool.
I like
the podcast.
The audio books they just make it a lot easier to consume the material that I wanted to consume at one point. And, I don't have to sit down and read a book like I used to do, spend so much time doing. Audiobooks are just better for me.
And if you think about it, it's a lot cheaper to make a zombie podcast than a zombie TV show because you don't have to deal with all the makeup.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You just have to get some good screaming sound effects.
And it requires less attention from your, from the, what would be viewers. Now they have to just listen and they can be going to work listening to it. If it's visual and audio. Right, exactly.
Speaking of costumes and makeup, Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes. Yes, the mask.
You're wearing one today.
Popularized by V for Vendetta. I wore one today, and tomorrow, of course, is November 5th. Remember the 5th of November. I will likely wear one tomorrow at the 420 celebration, which will be happening at the State House here in Concord.
I am suggesting that this is an inconsistency sort of in the liberty movement.
I would say, and no, it's not, but I'm curious, Allie, what do you think?
But the Guy Fawkes, see, I hadn't heard the story, Mark, but I always viewed it as an anonymous way to voice out against oppression.
Don't you think that somebody with a Che Guevara t-shirt could say that this is my, that he stood for the people, and like they could come up with all kinds of ways to get around the fact that Che Guevara was a mass murderer?
See, that's just
and
it. I
executed
wouldn't.
People.
But
the
Guy Fawkes mask is, it's a mask. It's not just like the t-shirt of Guy Fawkes. It's the mask part that's so, from the movie V from Vendetta, the most exciting part was when everyone had the mask on, mm-hmm. and everyone was coming out as just this character,
was
this
coming
idea.
Out as a mask killer.
It was
an ending. The ending of that film was peaceful.
Right.
They overwhelmed.
Ending was peaceful. Oh, I could see how people. You can see how people might get confused that the main character killed people and blew stuff up. And
look, Mark, I'm not defending Guy Fawkes by wearing his mask. Unlike somebody who might defend Che by wearing a Che T-shirt, I would never defend Guy Fawkes and his actions. But it is a mask, and it does serve the purpose of masking your face so you can be anonymous.
You can wear all kinds of masks.
Okay,
that don't
so if
celebrate.
I put on a hockey mask, does that mean that I support Jason Voorhees hacking and slashing people in the woods?
Okay, Jason Voorhees was not real. All right, the guy.
So how do you know I'm not wearing a mask about V for Vendetta as opposed to Guy Fawkes?
And this is what I expect.
Mask.
This is what I expected the rebuttal to be. No, I'm wearing a V mask, and V was wearing a Guy Fawkes mask. I'm not wearing a Guy Fawkes mask because only V was wearing it. What?
If I quote Thomas Jefferson, does that mean I think owning slaves is okay?
I don't think it does. But I do think that you can when you put somebody for one, Thomas Jefferson didn't execute too many people. But
a lot of people even know who Guy Fawkes is.
Do you want me to do it again? I mean, last segment I told the story of Guy Fawkes.
I understand that. I'm just telling you that a lot of people even know who Guy Fawkes
is. I understand.
They're probably more familiar with the mask from, certainly if they're maybe younger, they may be more familiar with the mask from V for Vendetta and or the Anonymous movement, which has also adopted that particular mask.
Liberty Maniacs has a Lysander Spooner shirt with where he's giving up the peace sign.
But what mask, Mark, would you recommend?
I'm not recommending. If you want to mask your face, go ahead and
wear
a balaclava.
Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger.
Wear a balaclava if you want to mask your face. But I don't think that masks are a good idea. What do you doing that you need to mask your face for?
It's about being anonymous. It gets reaction. People like
the
mask.
Oh my God, he's celebrating a killer.
People stopped and took my picture when I was wearing that mask.
Oh,
recently.
Look, lunatics.
So I got my sign got photographs taken of it because of the mask. It garners attention.
So wearing Che Guevara's shirt is okay if it gets attention.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.